Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks finished business with the Minnesota Wild today in another matinee game here at the United Center, and the Hawks are hoping for more mid-afternoon magic and another home ice win. And if that happens, the Wild's razor-thin playoff hopes will officially vanish. All on the best day ever. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We're here at the United Center where this afternoon the Blackhawks will take on the Minnesota Wild.
It's an interesting matchup. You've got a forward against a defenseman, two of the top rookies in the NHL. Brock Faber against Connor Bedard. That matchup will probably take place at several times during this game. Always seems like the matchups between the Wild and Chicago are good matchups regardless of where they are in the standings.
Korchinski, nice pass up ice to the Wild line. Caught in the skates of Entwistle there, but taken back by Marcus Johansson to the Wild. He gains the Hawks zone on the right wing side, then leveled with a big body check there by Entwistle. And the Hawks get the puck back. What a hit by Mackenzie Entwistle. Let's go downstairs and talk to Blackhawks defenseman Jacob Megna. Jacob, thank you for joining us here.
Jacob, when you look at this first period, only five shots on goal, 17 in the game yesterday against the Dallas Stars. How are you guys going to create some more offensive opportunities?
Yeah, you know, I think we need to hold on to pucks down low a little bit more. And then when we do get looks, we got to shoot pucks. We got to keep shooting. We got to get second chances. We can't be one and done.
Boldy again now at the left point. We'll take the puck down to the bottom of the left circle, put it over. Kaprizov fires. He scores. It's a one-time shot by Kirill Kaprizov. And it ends up from the right wing circle into the back of the Hawk net. And for Kaprizov, that's his 40th goal on the season. It's also a 16th on the power play. Gives the Wild a 1-0 lead. Kuznetsov back to the line. A shot from Bogosian. They score. This looked like it was tipped in front by Frederick Gaudreau. It's now 3-0 Minnesota with 1:32 left in period number two.
Minnesota Wild, boy, they quietly kind of gone about their business here in the second period, outshooting the Hawks 30-15. Hawks not putting a lot of pressure on
Zuccarello, and he'll fling it off the boards and down into the Hawks zone around to Rossi to Zuccarello in front. He pumps it in on goal, and Soderblom down with a nice butterfly save. Faber's got it back through center over the Hawk line, down the right wing, drop pass, Kaprizov shoots, he scores. For Kirill Kaprizov, this is his 41st overall on the season. Makes it 4-0 in favor of the Wild with 11:50 left in the third. Passing up the left wing, Slagger to center ice. To Entwistle over the Wild line. A long wrist shot goes over the net. 2 seconds, one. And the goaltender, Jesper Wallstedt, who came into this game with a goals against average above 7, picks up his first National Hockey League win by shutout, stopping all 24 Blackhawks shots here this afternoon as the Wild prevail by a final score of 4-0.